If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Dan, Board Game Man, with this week's Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. Each episode, I'm going to give you a topic for the list and give you my picks for the top 5 of that topic. With the holidays right around the corner this year, I think one of the biggest things about the holidays that I love is eating and getting meals around a big table with all my family and friends and just stuffing my face. So I thought a really cool thing would be the top 5 games about food. Now, I don't know if it's a theme thing or if it's just happens to be the way that I picked my top 5, but this seems to be a very family-friendly or new gamer and new and old gamer-friendly list. So it could be very much related to the theme of just quote-unquote food and, you know, shorter games as well. But we'll see once I get to that list. And there are a few, as always, honorable mentions here. A couple games that didn't just quite make the list aren't as family-friendly, but the others are still family-friendly. And all of these, of course, are solid games. So obviously the big, I would say, elephant in a room, which isn't quite, I guess it's kind of family friendly, but it's not as light. Agricola, that seems to be a little too easy with farming and such. So I just kind of kept that one off the list. It's okay. I really like Caverna a little bit better. So Agricola didn't really make my list, but is a very solid choice. Also, there's coffee, which I guess coffee is a food group since I do drink coffee every day. So it is kind of one, but I did kind of keep that off the list as well. Viva Java is an amazing game for one of the best games you can play with 8 players, especially in a shorter time frame. And also Viva Java, the dice game, which is also excellent. It might be one of the first, I mean, outside of Yahtzee, one of the first real roll and write games that was out there. There's also Scoville, which is really cool because it's about making peppers. So you're actually on your field and you're trying to make different types of peppers and get the Scoville level higher, which is really cool. It's by Ed Marriott, a little heavier in nature, a little bit of auction, but still a very solid game as well. And then, of course, one of the games that really probably could have been on my list, I just didn't quite make it, is Sushi Go, which is kind of has that Seven Wonders style, very light game, but very card drafting, you know, kind of draft one, pass everything to the left and then place it out there. Very solid game, the Sushi Go Party. This is a game you can find at Target, and it is absolutely an amazing game to get to, but wasn't quite on my top 5 list. But let's get to my top 5 list. My number 5 is a game called Kitchen Rush. This is by Vangelis Bigartakis and David Tertzi. This was put out by Artipia and also Stronghold over here. What's cool about this game, anyway, 1 to 4 players, 30 to 45 minutes, probably really about 45 minutes. And since it is kind of a timed game, it is really one that does play in 30 to 45 minutes very, very easily. But anyway, what you do here is this is a game that uses kind of sand timers, or kind of egg timers, as they would be called some places. But what you're doing is it's a cooperative game about running your kitchen and trying to fulfill as many orders as you can. So as you're putting out your egg timers, your sand timers out there on the board, it's basically 30-second timers. You're putting those out as your workers to do different actions. Then everyone's kind of doing this, and you're trying to really kind of do this all simultaneously, which makes the game a little bit frenetic, which is really actually the cool part of it. Everybody's trying to do their part, put their workers out, but you only have 4 minutes per round. That's why the game only takes about 30 minutes, because there's only 4 rounds of 4 minutes of the actual action. I mean, you can plan a little bit beforehand, but it really is a pretty quick playing game, and actually a lot more fun than probably sounds like I'm making it sound, but a really, really cool. This one was, again, put out in 2017 and a really solid game if you do like food type games. Number 4, this is another Uwe game. I kind of mentioned Agricola earlier, but this is Uwe Rosenberg's Bonanza. This one came out in 1997. This is a card game. There's a bunch of expansions, and I think kind of a, there might have even been a 25th anniversary one coming out this year or next. But Bonanza is a card game, plays in about 45 minutes to an hour. Very, very family-friendly, 2 to 7 players. What's really cool about this is a little social to it. There's all about trading. It's all about bean farming. And what's cool about this is that you have a hand of cards, and what makes this unique is that you cannot rearrange the cards in your hand, which is really hard to explain to people because the first thing you ever want to do when you get cards is kind of shuffle them up and kind of put them in like orders. But you cannot do that because as you're playing them, as you're getting them from the back and playing them from the front, you cannot change the order. Now, why this is important is there's a lot of trading that goes on, and also you're kind of planting the beans there as they kind of come up and making these different trades. So you have to kind of very socially make trades with the active player in order to get them what they want to get you, which one that you can plant immediately, because there'll be a couple of two kind of cards, that are two beans that will come up for auction. There's coffee beans, green beans, spicy beans. I think there's all sorts of different, really funny. The art is great. There's things with red beans, wax beans. There's all sorts of different types of beans in this, which makes it just, again, the art is very cool. There's a bunch of different expansions, like I said, that kind of change the game up quite a bit. But it is a lot of fun for the whole family and can be played pretty quick. That is Bonanza. Number three is fairly new. This one came out a couple years ago from Come On Games, called Foodies. This is by Ken Gruhl and Marco Portugal. 2 to 5 players, plays in about 30 minutes. This school is all about making kind of, you're trying to make your own food court. Now, each game will have like 3 different countries, which is the kind of the style of food. And each one of the countries that are kind of in the deck will kind of change up the different type of rules that are, you know, of the cards that are coming out. They may, you know, depend on the other type of cards, maybe spicy foods that are out there or other type of foods. So each time it's your turn, you'll roll a die, you'll get some income, and then you'll buy kind of things that'll go into your tableau. Now you have a 3x3 grid from 1 to 9, and you'll roll a 10-sided die. And depending on what it rolls, you could get some income. And you're just trying to get stars. Now you can also get some different chefs that you can attract to. It basically gives you more points. You're just trying to get your star points up. Plays pretty quick because each round you're basically kind of getting some income and also kind of, you're kind of adding things to there. You can also get a little bit, depending on how your tableau works and everything else, you can actually get some money and such on other people's turns, which is also a pretty cool thing to keep everybody, interested in the game. But a very quick playing game. And there's like, I think there's 9 or so different countries that are in there, which changes the game, again, quite a bit. Very fun, very quick, very, very light game for you. That is Foodies. Number two is another Uwe Rosenberg. Boy, he likes food games. And he also likes card games. He put out a bunch of different these lighter card games along with these great Euro games. This one is called Mamma Mia. This is also from 1998. Wow, right after he did Bonanza. I guess he took a break from doing some of these bigger Euro games and put out a few card games there. This is for 2 to 5 players, plays in 30 minutes. And I'm not even sure who puts this out anymore because it was made by so many different, it might be Brain Games is who put it out. Now, anyway, so what Mamma Mia is you're basically trying to get ingredients for your pizza. Now, each player will have a different color, and they're kind of pizza cards. They'll have 8 ingredient or 8 kind of recipe cards, and each one of the recipes will specialize in one of the 8 ingredients, whether it be peppers or mushrooms or pineapple or what. That'll basically be the one that you'll specialize in, and then you'll also have kind of what you need on the left-hand side, which is usually like 3 to 4 different ingredients. Now, on your turn, you'll basically have 6 cards and then one recipe card that you'll start with. You'll start with 6 ingredient cards, 1 recipe card. On your turn, you'll lay down into a stack that'll pretty much be used by everyone. You lay anywhere of one, you'll put 1 ingredient, as many cards as that as you want of that same ingredient. Sometimes you'll want to dump them all. Sometimes you only want to put a couple down there, but you'll have to, you're going to put that down, and you may put down a recipe card as well for that to see. So what happens is, as everybody goes, once the draw deck, and then you're going to draw up, and when you draw up into your hand, you can either draw as many cards as you laid, or you can also draw from your recipe pile, but you cannot do both. So as you're kind of putting them out, once all the ingredients, basically that ingredient stack is empty, you'll flip over the stack, and then you'll just start drawing, putting the cards down. Since everybody's using that, it'll just kind of go. It doesn't matter really who does this part of it, because it all just happens simultaneously, basically. So you'll see all the ingredients that come out, and then the first recipe card that we would put out, depending on what player it is, you have to see if the recipes or the ingredients that already came out fulfill that ingredient or a recipe card, and then you can score it. And if you come up short, because you may not have some ingredients, if you have them in your hands, you can fulfill that as well for the person getting it, or else that card basically just gets discarded into the bottom of your pile. So you do this, you go through the deck three times, you see how many points you scored. Just really easy game, but it's got that cool memory element to it. And again, very light and very family friendly. It only plays about 30 minutes, so this is a perfect game to play, you know, after dinner or before dessert or whatever. You can even play this kind of waiting on a table at a restaurant or waiting on your food to come out. Mamma Mia, absolutely amazing game. I love that one, and that's my number two. My number one game about food is another very light game. This one came out in 2017. This is by Josh Mills. This is Rocky Road a la Mode. This was put out by Green Couch Games. I believe it's still in print as well. But this has a very, very, again, very easy to play game. And you're kind of, it's just a nice little card game with multi-use cards. You're basically you're an ice cream truck, and you're kind of trying to get as many sales as you can. So what's cool about this game is whoever's in the back of the line is the person that goes next. Now, depending on what action you play or how much time you use, you move up. And if you're still in the back, you get to go again. And then basically it's whoever's in the back gets to go first. So you're just trying to kind of manage your time, manage your ingredients. And you're also kind of playing music to get certain you're trying to get people to come to your truck. So you're, and then as you kind of turn things in or fulfill different contracts or sell enough things, you can get permanent abilities or permanent supply that makes your meeting the demands of the other ones easy. Just so quick, so easy to play. The art is absolutely amazing. Adam McIver is the artist who did this one, but just a real fun game. This one's only about 10 bucks, 10 or 20 bucks. I think you should be able to find it online. But I highly recommend you check this one out. That is Rocky Road a la Mode. Just all these games, just family, great family friendly games. Once again, my top five here. Number five, Kitchen Rush. Number four, Bonanza. Number three, Foodies. Number two, Mamma Mia. And number one, Rocky Road a la Mode. Thanks for joining me this week on Top 5 Express Board Games Edition. If you have any questions, want to tell me what your favorite food games are, please comment on this episode of MajorSpoilers.com or go to the Major Spoilers Discord, of course, and go to the site for tons of other great podcasts and content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and you can find me at GeekJockDan on Twitter or on the Geek All-Stars podcast, on the Montino Man podcast here on Major Spoilers, where I give a twice a month 10 to 15 minute board game news show, or of course, as a contributor to TMSPM, where I do a board game segment with Scott and Brian. I'll be back soon with more board game top five goodness. But until then, grab a new board game and have some fun with family and friends.
This podcast is copyright 2021 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.